From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Jamaica's opposition leader sets his terms for working with the government to stem the violence in the island's capital. Two hotels close as tourist numbers drop in St. Lucia, and Barbados again leads the way among the world's developing countries. I'm Bertram Niles, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The Jamaican army is patrolling the streets of the capital, Kingston, after some of the worst civil violence for many years, in which more than 20 people have been killed. Helicopters roared overhead as armored personnel carriers rumbled through the city. The move was ordered overnight by Prime Minister P.J. Patterson, who set out the terms of the deployment of soldiers.
It has been agreed that the Jamaica Defense Force will hereafter concentrate primarily in the maintenance of cordons and the enforcement of curfews, thereby allowing members of the Jamaica Constabulary Force to apprehend those engaged in criminal pursuit and to undertake a rigorous and unfettered search within any area where there is reason to believe illegal weapons and ammunition are held